Record rain brought severe flooding to northwestern Montana, prompting Lincoln County to declare a state of emergency today. MTPR's Victoria Traxler has more.
Half a dozen bridges and roads have been washed out. Aerial photos show rows of homes and buildings submerged in water. Troy and Libby have borne the brunt of the damage so far.
There's a lot of houses underwater.
Libby resident Cody Katzer, a lineman with Flathead Valley Electric Co-op, has been working nonstop since Thursday evening.
And in fact, some where the power lines are, of course, we have to take that into consideration and make sure that those areas are safe, of course.
He's seen unrooted trees and washed out banks in all directions. Katzer says his property is safe, but his neighbor's home wasn't as lucky.
That water is so high, it's actually going around. He's encircled. He's surrounded.
An atmospheric river drove bands of heavy rain into western Montana all week, with warmer than usual temperatures melting some mountain snowpack. The National Weather Service reports as much as 6.5 inches of rain fell in western Lincoln County in just a day. That's the third wettest 24 hours for the region on record. Meteorologist Dave Noble.
We're seeing some of the main stem rivers leveling off right now. And there's going to be another bout of rainfall tonight, tomorrow morning. We're not expecting it to be as much as what we saw last night.
Officials said bridges were still being washed away as of late Thursday afternoon. The city of Libby has issued a boil water order for all users on the city water system. Officials are asking residents in the region not to travel unless necessary. Forecasters expect the region to get some relief this weekend as the rainfall shifts north into Canada. But more could be on the way starting next week. In Missoula, I'm Victoria Traxler.